morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Whoop, whoop, we made it into the new year. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so excited to be back on the air. I've missed you guys so much. And it just feels good. The energy for this year feels good, and we'll get into that. I would love to have you join me in the chat room. So if you're new to this, how to get into the chat room, you go to 12radio.com. Look on the top left-hand corner. You'll see the word chat. Click on that. Then you'll get invited into the chat room. It's a private chat room, so you have to get invited. And don't worry, you'll be accepted. We'll love to have you. Also, for the first-time listeners, what I do is I share the first part of the show. Then the second half of the show, I'll take your questions, and you can either type those into chat or after the break when we come back, you can call in. And let's see here. The number for that is 857-232-0155, with the extension being 870303. So, and we'll give that to you later as well. But I welcome you so much for being here. Besides being the host of this radio show, I'm also an advisor over at One Two Listen, where I'm available almost every single day. You can also learn more about me if you go to my website, which is ohmyangels.com. That's ohmyangels.com. And it gives you all the stuff that I do. Also, I've got the January scopes up for 2025. So, you can go to 12listen.com, and they're on that first page there under the horoscopes. And then if you don't catch them there, again, I've got them listed on my webpage under Angel Scope. So, and also on my my webpage, I also list, after the radio show gets downloaded and uploaded and all that fun stuff on the back end of it, I also put out on my Facebook page and a link in case you can't listen to it live or if you want to listen to it again. And then I also put it on to my website. So you've got different places you can go to hear me or talk to me. So just wanted to let you know. I'm so excited. I almost forgot how to do all this morning. I got all excited and nervous, and I thought, shoot, you know. We have a new producer, Serena, and she had sent me a message over the weekend, but I didn't pay attention to it because it was came through my laptop. And so I had to rush around this morning. She's probably freaking out thinking, oh, my God, this woman's going to be hard to work with. But so anyway, you guys know how I am. So, again, welcome her. I'm excited to have her here. I hope you all had a great holiday season. As most of you know, I had the greatest honor ever, and that was to be the officiant to my granddaughter's wedding to her partner, Lennon, over the holiday break. I married them on December 23rd, and I was going to be all professional and do it all right and, you know, be not cry, basically. That didn't happen. At the very start of the ceremony, I mean, the tears started flowing. But it was tears of joy. I'm so happy that they found each other and that they love each other so much that they wanted to join in matrimony. And to be asked to be the officiant, really, I think that's probably why I was crying more than anything. It was the fact that, you know, what a blessing that was for me to be able to do that for them. You know, she's my heart, always has been. And so it was so nice that they wanted me to participate in the ceremony. So, again, a shout out to them. And and also when I had to take him back to the airport, it was not pretty. You know, it was the ugly cry, the whole nine yards. Since I moved here from Flagstaff, I moved back to Kansas from Flagstaff, I've missed Haley, and I've missed seeing them, you know, several times a week and whatever, but I kind of got used to it, the flow here. And, you know, even though I missed him, it wasn't, I'm not going to say it wasn't hard, but it was okay. I could get through it, you know, because she would call two or three times a week. And, but once they came into my apartment and they were here for a week and then they left. It was horrible. It's like I miss her more now than ever. So that's kind of interesting. So it is what it is. So we'll work things out. And she's going to be getting graduating from her with her master's. Instead of being 2 years, she'll be graduating again in May of this year of 2025. And so I'm sure I'll see them then. So it's only about 5 months away, so we'll get there. So that's pretty much what I did over the holiday. And then this past week, I think it started in on, they kept saying all last week that this area was, we were going to get some snow, we were going to get some, you know, sleet, might get some ice. And if you've ever lived in Missouri and Kansas, it was like, we used to joke when I was younger that the best job to have in this area and be wrong consistently would be to be a forecaster. Because if they said it was, you know, a 10% chance of rain, it usually meant 100% chance of rain. You know, probably exaggeration, but you know what I'm talking about, especially as a kid. And so they started talking about this brutal weather storm coming in. And I'm like, yeah, I heard this before, you know, but yeah, they were pretty much spot on. I mean, the Saturday evening into Sunday morning, it just iced. And the older you get, the worse ice is, in my opinion, especially since I had a hip replacement. I'm not big on taking a chance of trying to fall. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody does, but it just, you know, it's scary. It's just really scary. And the old saying is true. The older you get, the harder you fall, because it does. It can be very impactful. But then it started snowing. The winds picked up and it started snowing on Sunday morning. And it snowed, I think, almost till overnight, Sunday night into Monday. So we had this, in my area, we had like 3/4 inch of ice. And then I ended up with 10 inches of snow. So the funny is probably gross to some of you, but most of you guys know Yogi, my little Yorkie. He was born in Arizona. First time he saw snow was when I moved to Flagstaff. And he was not a big fan then, but he never really dealt with the ice, right? So, or the wind chills, the bitter wind chills. So on Saturday, Monday morning, he went out to do his business, right? So he does the one and he's fine with that. And then he starts to do, you know, his serious business where he's got to concentrate, you know? And he only weighs a little over 4 pounds. And the way he was balanced on his feet, this wind gust came up behind him and really literally lifted his hind legs up off the ground while he was trying to poo. And he started growling. He was mad. He thought I had done something. I was laughing so hard I couldn't scoop him up, but I finally got him in and stuff. But anyhow, that was my funny with Yogi. So he's not a big fan of the ice and the wind chills, but he just has to get used to it. But I thought I'd share that little laugh with you. Laughter always makes things better, doesn't it? Okay, today's show, I was just going to talk about, to start off with just when we start a new year, we start with our resolutions. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, or whatever. And towards the end of December, I started thinking, I don't really like resolutions. I mean, to tell you the truth, I just don't like them. It feels like I always set myself up to fail when I set resolutions. You know, like maybe there's something so wrong in my life, I have to do this resolution to make things 100% better. You know, like maybe I'm failing as a human. And I don't like them. You know, I don't think I've ever really stuck with a resolution more than a couple of weeks, you know. So I thought, well, the good thing about a new year, it gives you a point to say, okay, this is a new year coming in. If I look back on 2024, what are the things that I really liked that I did? And what are the things that not so much? What are the things I feel like I could improve on? Or to me, more importantly, what are the things I would like to do, actively do in 2025 that I didn't even attempt in 2024. Or maybe I attempted it, but it just wasn't the right timing for me. So if some of you, if you follow me on Facebook, you saw that I posted on the 31st of December, I looked up the numerology for 2025. And I looked at her name's Joanne. It says Joanne Sacred Scribe. And so I'm going to go over that with you today because to me, it resonated with me more of the things I had already planned that I would like to start in 2025. And then when I saw this, I thought, you know what? This goes to show when you put an intention out to the universe that are they, you know, you get led to start something new or try something different or follow through on something that you've always wanted to do. And then all of a sudden you come into this year of 2025, the irony of now being motivated to do this, it makes sense. So she says the angel number 2025 tells you to prepare yourself for changes that are coming up in the near future. You may already be feeling a shift of some kind on its way, which I have most definitely. I think most of you have as well. It says your angels encourage you to be open-minded, optimistic about the opportunities that will come along with it. And again, I think that the crucial there is being open-minded and optimistic. You know, there's things I want to do this year that I think in the past, maybe my self-esteem wasn't where I needed it to be able to step forward into the unknown. But this year, it feels right. So again, angel number 2025 is a message to let go of the quote, old, that no longer positively serves you. The angels encourage you to change whatever it is in your life that is making you unhappy or unhealthy, such as a bad habit, an unsuitable job, a toxic relationship, so that you can make room for positive new experiences and opportunities to enter your life. You know, it's kind of like Mercury retrograde. People are afraid of Mercury retrograde because it's, oh, doom and gloom or whatever. You know, that's what I was raised with anyway. And I've learned that Mercury, I get excited about Mercury retrograde now because it gives you, it's almost like a pause. And you can look at the situation and go, huh, do I want to hold on to this thing that's making me uncomfortable or the what I've done in the past? Am I ready to change, make it something new and different? Or do I want to hold on to the old hurt and pain? You know, the retrograde lets you choose and say, okay, I don't want it anymore, and you can let it go. And that's what 2025 is saying. You know, if you can let go of those things that you've looked at or done or said or whatever, or the way people have treated you and you didn't like, you can let that go. You don't have to carry it forward into this new year. It's time to let it go. To change your situation, you have to change your attitude. Nothing is ever going to change in your life unless you stand up for yourself and stop saying yes to everyone else and start saying yes to yourself. And I think that's, I'm going to pause right there because that was a big one for me. I've always been, I'm a caregiver. You know, that's what I've done in the past. I've always, you know, I took care of both the lady I called mom and my dad for over 10 years. And they ended up with Alzheimer's, and I was with them both when they passed. And I've always been the caregiver. I've always stopped whatever it is I really wanted to do to make sure that other people got their needs met. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that to say, oh, look at me, look what I did. It's just so that's just who I was. That's who I thought I had to be. And I'm all for helping somebody else reach their goals. But it's my turn to reach some of the goals that I know with every fiber of my being is right for me. And the timing's right. I mean, I'm ready to step forward. And so I've already signed up for a couple of classes, which we'll discuss at another time. But there's some things that I want to change and what I want to do. I want to grow and I want to be able to help others with the growth that I'm doing. So again, 2025 gives us that opportunity. we don't have to just make the decision on the first and then set and wait for it to happen. We can take baby steps all year round, you know, to get to the place where we're comfortable being who we're meant to be to begin with. It says, let's see it. She goes on to say, move forward with faith and confidence and get ready for some activity, action, and adventures. I'm like, whoop, whoop, bring it on, right? Haven't we all just, I don't know about you, but I think 2024, it wasn't a bad year, but it was stressful in a lot of areas. I worried about things that there I really had no control over. And that's the first time in a long time I've really worried about one particular thing and was not able to let it go. But I have since, and so I'm able to move forward. But again, to be able to move forward with faith and confidence, right? 2025 gives us that strength. You know, just like there's strength in words that you speak, there's strength in the numbers as well. You know, everything's working for our highest good. We just have to pay attention, right? It says, when angel number 2025 appears, you are to have faith and trust in yourself and the angels as changes are coming into your life. These changes may come about in unexpected ways, but will bring about the answers to your questions, requests, and prayers. I mean, who cannot get excited about that statement? You know, we all have questions that we've asked, you know, the universe, our angels, and sometimes you don't always hear with clarity the answers to your questions. And this is saying here that you're going to get the answers. They may not come in the ways that you thought you would come in, but you're going to get the answers to your questions, again, your requests and your prayers. And when I heard that, I was like, bring it on. Thank you, God, right? These changes will be of a positive nature. They will be beneficial to you. And your angels will guide you through these much-needed changes. And again, the one thing that I have to remind myself as well, even though I talk with the angels and I give the angel readings and stuff, I have to remind myself as a human being, the angels want to help us. But we as humans have to ask for their help. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what's going on in our life or the things around us that we forget to ask for help. And you're like, golly, how come they aren't helping? Did you ask? You know, we have to remember to ask. And again, 2025 is saying that. You have to ask and know that they will guide you through these much needed changes. Know that all will work out for your highest good, and you are safe and protected throughout these transitions. Angel number 2025 is a message to maintain faith and trust and to stay balanced within as you go through life changes. So needless to say, we've got work to do, right? But I thought that was so interesting that I think November and December, I have kind of gone within and looked at how 2024 was for me and the things that, you know, I'm 67. I think I'm 67. Anyway, I'm old enough to think, you know, there's things that I want to do in my life before I go, right? And there's things I've always dreamed about doing, but I haven't had the courage or taken the steps, you know, to even start some of the things that I want in my life. And I'm getting pretty good at manifesting, and I think that's a practice, something I've really been working on and seems to be doing really well. And there was these things or actions that I've been wanting to take, but I've held myself back for some reason. You know, that little voice, well, you know, who are you, right? Who are you to want this? Who are you to achieve that? Who are you to tell people this, you know? And as the angels keep reminding me, who am I not? You know what I'm saying? Who am I not to be able to stand up and say, you know what, you guys, I've been through this. This is what's happened to me. This is how the angels guided me through it. I truly believe that's why a lot of the stuff that's happened to me has happened to me is because I signed up for those lessons to where I could share with others to where they didn't have to go through the exact same lessons I've had to go through that maybe I could help them in some small way to make their lives a little easier. And so 2025 for all of us, I mean, look at your life and look at the things that, you know, you've had in the back of your mind. Maybe you wanted, you've always wanted to write a book. You know, I just spoke with a client of mine the other night that's, you know, he and I've been friends for 10 years maybe now. And he started a book back then, right? And but he's never taken it to fruition. And this man is, he is so knowledgeable and he's so insightful and very intuitive. But he has to get out of his own way and get this book out there. The book's, I think, going to be, you know, what they showed me, it's going to be a bestseller. He's going to do great. And it's much needed. So look at the story you have to tell. You know, have you always wanted to write a book? This is the year to do it. No, and ask. Oh, my gosh, please. Remember to ask the angels to guide you, to show you how to get started, to guide you to the right person who's going to guide you to the right step or the first step or the middle step that you've been avoiding, whatever it is that feels like it's been too hard to overcome. Ask them for their help. And the next thing you know, you'll be done with your book. You know, if there's always a class you wanted to take, take it. Take it this year. You know, the one class I'm taking in February that I'm very excited about, for those of you who know or don't know, I'm a Yusui Reiki Master and a Karuna Reiki Master. And I love doing my healing work. I really do. My strength, if you will, has, I don't want strength, my intensity, I should say, with the healing has, it's pretty powerful. And I enjoy doing it. I enjoy helping others. But I've also been drawn for numerous years of working with the animals. And a couple of years ago, I was really drawn to it. And I thought, no, I really don't need to spend the money to get trained in this. I don't need the, you know, whatever. I don't do that, blah, 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 whatever. I had a whole list of excuses not to go through with it. Back in October, my Reiki teacher from years ago had posted, and I had not been following her on Facebook or whatever, and I saw it pop up. It might have been in August, but whatever. And I saw she was offering an animal Reiki course. And I thought, oh, my heart just lit up. I thought, yes, yes. Well, then, again, looking at the money situation and things that were going on in my life, I thought, no. You know, I can't do that, right? So I put a limit on myself. So in November, I put out to the universe and said, if this is meant to be, you know, I'm going to let this go. And if this is supposed to come back to me, it will. And honest to God, I forgot all about it. And a week ago, it's after Haley and them had left, it popped up again, or I heard it in my head, check the animal Reiki course. And, you know, I looked on different websites and I kept going back to the teacher that's here local and I get, no, you know, the money. And I thought, no, I'm going to manifest the money. And I told the universe, if this is what I'm supposed to do, then the money's going to be there for me to do this. You know, the money will come. First, you have to come up with the deposit, right? So I manifested it. I've got the deposit. I've signed up. And I think it's February. Let me look real quick. I want to say it's the middle of the month that I'm going to be taking an animal Reiki class. It's going to be the 8th and 9th of February. And I'll be real excited to share that with you guys on how it went or whatever. And one of the reasons I'm motivated, Yogi has some health issues. You know, part of it's just getting old and helping with it. But if I could custom the Reiki to help him with what's specifically bothering him instead of just giving, you know, the Reiki I know already, and I know it's eased some of it. But if I can get the specific to make, you know, his last years here with me more comfortable, then I'm excited. He's my big motivator. He's given me so much joy, so much love, and literally has saved my life. So to be able to do that for him, it's just amazing. And then I am head medic rural in Dallas years ago when I did an angel course. And I got to feel a horse's heartbeat. I put my hand on their chest and felt the heart and connected with their soul. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever done. And with that was sharing my Reiki with that animal. And so to be led back full circle to it again, 2025, the year of change, right? And the year of moving forward is the other part. I like it. So I'm excited about this year, you guys, in case you couldn't tell. Okay. Well, I've been talking so much. I haven't even looked at the Facebook page, the chat room, but you know, it's time to go to break. So we'll take a short break. When we come back, I'll take your calls in the chats and we'll get some answers from your angels. Again, the phone number, if you want to write it down and call after break, is 857-232-0155. The extension is 870-303. So hang around for about 5 minutes. We'll take a break. We'll talk to you soon. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com. I had said before we went to break. Hold on just a second here. I'm getting some. There we go. I was saying before we went to break, you could call in, but I think we've got some problems with the phone line through Skype right now because of the ice that we've had out here. So for today, if you have questions and you want answers to, just type it into the chat room, and then we can go from there. So, but then next week, you guys can call. Okay. Alrighty. Let me get back over to the Facebook chat room. Refresh chat. Okay, let's see here. And just to remind you guys, if you're in the chat room, if you want to see all the comments, because the way that Facebook has this set up, and see, I hit the wrong button again. When you refresh it, if you'll go to where it shows view more comments, if you'll go in there, gosh darn it, why does it do that? Maybe I hit the wrong button. Let me close this out. Anyhow, if you want to see all that says most relevant, when you see the most relevant, if you go to hit click all comments, that way you can see everything. I don't know why this is not doing that yet. Oh, my goodness, gravy. All right. Now I'm on the right page. Now I'm on the right things. If I want to... No, see, I still keep doing it wrong. Anyhow, all right. Okay. We have Anisha in the room. She says, lovely morning, Peggy, Serena, and Yogi. And we say hello right back to you, Anisha. Thank you so much for being here. Happy New Year. Pamela Snow's in the house. Hey, Pamela, nice to have you here. She says, Happy New Year, Peggy. Then we have, let me click on that. Suzanne Morrissey is here. She says, good morning, Peggy. Happy New Year. Great to hear you live again. You know, it is so, I missed it really bad. I miss you guys when I'm not here. So thank you. She says, 2024 was a tough year. Looking forward to a better 2025 and hoping it's a healthy one. Okay, let me see. Let me just tune in a second for you. You know, I'm not a doctor or whatever, but 2025 for you looks really good. There are some changes you're going to have to make, and the emphasis on have to. But again, you know, you have a choice. You can let things stay as they are and keep getting what you've been getting, or you can make some definite changes. And I see that you're ready to make the changes. And I'm so sorry you had to go through the things you did in 2024, but I'm feeling the energy come alive around you in a positive way. And I'm hearing March, specifically. So, between now and March, start making the little changes that you've been wanting to make and, you know, plan something special because March feels very good for you. So, it's going to be a good year. I'm sending positive thoughts your way. Okay. Quelly's in the house. Hey, honey, I'm so glad to see you here. I follow your posts. She says, happy blessed New Year's, Peggy, Yogi, Serena, and 1-2 family, and right back at you, honey. Again, we all enjoy having you in our little chat rooms. Denise Simone's here. She says, good morning, Peggy. Happy New Year, and right back at you. Renee Andrews is here. She says, happy New Year. And you know, I wish the same back to you. Let's see here. Let me refresh it. You just got to love. I think I'm having some issues on my end because of the ice that we got here. The snow, I don't mind driving in snow. That's no big deal. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like the ice. I'm just not a big fan of ice. Okay, let's see. There's Anisha, got Suzanne, Quali, Denise, Renee, Patricia Rich says, good morning, Peggy, Serena, and 1-2 friends. Happy New Year, and to you as well. Pam Snow says, I get bored so easily, but change freaks me out. Pam, I got to tell you, when I was younger, and I'd hear the word change, oh my God, it would stress me to the max. You know, in my job, if I heard change in management or change in policies or change the, I would just, you would think the end of the world was coming. I would just, I didn't like change. And I think it's because when I was younger and the household I grew up in, I mean, when I was in ninth grade, we'd been to 9 different schools. So we moved a lot. It didn't, you know, I wanted things to be settled. I wanted to feel safe. I wanted to feel, you know, and I wasn't. I guess that's the bottom line. I just didn't feel safe when I was younger. And all the movement and change just totally freaked me out. So I get where you're coming from. But now, the older I get, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, learning to be the observer in my life and watching things happen or unfold. Now it's like going, wow, I wonder how this is going to turn out. Isn't this exciting? You know, and I get, it's almost like a little glee, you know, because if things stay the same all the time, it gets boring and it gets stagnant. And, you know, life is about living and learning, not about staying stuck in one place, you know. And it doesn't mean you have to move as far as a physical residence, but you need to live. You know, we're here to live and to enjoy and to learn. And so now I get excited about it. So maybe 2025 will show you that it's exciting to have all these things take place. I don't know if you guys can hear, but Yogi, I opened up the blinds in there. When you look out my sliding glass door up, there's a sidewalk up above the hill where people walk daily. And we've got some dedicated people, even in the ice and the snow, they're out walking their pets. So Yogi's just letting them know not to, you know, they can't come down the hill in case they were thinking about it. Patricia Rich says, I've been a caregiver taking care of a very young stepson, my mother, and my second son that all passed away. So I don't want to do that anymore, although I still help. You know what, Patricia, being a caregiver is probably the hardest job I've ever done in my life. And if you look at the statistics, people who are caregivers for any length of time, they say for every year that you caregive to someone, it can take 10 years off your life because that's how stressful it is. So this year, be the caregiver for yourself. This is your year to step into your life and do what you need to do for you. You know, go get that mani-pedi. Go get that, have the spa day. Go out with your friends. Go to a movie. You know, take yourself out to dinner. You know, do something for you and make that a priority. Do something once a week or once a month, whatever you feel. But make that movement. Start taking care of you and be the best caregiver for yourself and be your own best friend to start with before you go outside yourself. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean you can't help other people. But you know, just like on the airline, and I tell this all the time, you know, if the plane starts to go down there or lose an altitude, they say grab that oxygen mask and put it on yourself first before you help somebody else. So, Patricia, this is your year to grab a hold of that oxygen mask and breathe, take care of yourself. I think it's going to be a good year for you. I don't know about you guys, but I just feel the energy of this new year. It's just so, I almost get giddy. It's so exciting. That's not to say we'll probably have some, you know, ups and downs or whatever, but it just feels good. The energy feels good. And look who's in the house. Kay Dragon's there. Hey, Kay. Kay and I had a radio show together called Strands of Wisdom. And she's also an advisor at 1-2-Listen. So thanks for showing up, Kay. I appreciate the support. Denise Simone's in the house. Hey, honey, how are you? She says, if you're offering messages, I'd love a message for the new year. I want my angels most want me to know. Okay, Denise, let's see for you. The first thing, I'm getting one word, it's trip. So I don't know if you're planning a trip, wanting a trip, or whatever. But if you're wanting one, this is the year to take it. Like if there's that cruise you've been wanting or that all-time dream trip that you wanted to take, this feels like this is the year that you need to go do it. And trust and have faith that you'll be guided to the right time and the right place to go. But I'm hearing that like the first 2 months, like January, February, it's like some things that you need to get cleaned up. I don't know what, they're not really showing me what they're referring to. They say, you know what I'm talking about. You need to, there's things that you've been kind of hanging on to, but it's time to let go of. Let them go. Clean house. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not necessarily saying you need to go clean the building. I'm saying there's things that you've been holding on to that's time to clear out. And you know it is. So let that stuff go. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got for you. I hope that helps. Pamela says, if possible, Peggy, I'd like to have an encouraging message for 2025. 2024 was a tough one also. I have health issues that I'm working on. Let's see here. And I think, let's see, your health. Again, I feel like there's some definite changes you need to make in your life. But, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I can't give medical advice, but I do feel they're saying don't let go of that faith. Keep your faith and hope there. Know that things are happening for your highest good. And it feels like that there's times, pardon me, when you ask for guidance and you get the guidance in like big bold letters and then like right in front of your face, they're showing me this as an example. They'll put yes right in front of your face and you'll turn your head and go, huh, I wonder if I should do that or not. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're wanting you to open up, let go of doubt and fear and know you are being divinely guided. And they're kind of laughing. It's like the proverbial 2x4. It's like they're hitting you on the head, like, come on, right here. We just gave you the answer. Pay attention. They're doing it with love and a sense of humor. So, again, no, you are totally being divinely guided. But yeah, I see the health thing, and I think that, do what you're being asked to do, and keep your thoughts positive. I mean, we're all human, you know. Once I was diagnosed with cancer, now ever since then, and that was in 2020, here it is 5 years later, and typically they say once you've gone through cancer, if you can make it through the fifth year without it returning, then you're good. So of course my thoughts, oh my God, this is the fifth year. Oh my, you know, but instead what I'm choosing to say is, isn't that an interesting statistic? Well, I've never wanted to really go by statistics. If it happens, it happens, but I'm not going to stress about it because stress and worry is a negative emotion or energy, and like energy attracts like energy. You know, I've gone through so much crap in my life that I've learned, again, like what I was saying earlier, I do feel like a lot of the stuff I've gone through is because I was able to share my story with somebody and it made a difference, a positive impact on somebody who was just starting to go through it. So, you know, with you and your health issues and whatever, you have to know that everything's happening for a reason. And keep the faith that you're being divinely guided. Ask the angels and the universe to take away your stress and your worry. Ask them to heal you. You know, and just have faith that you're on the right path. But worrying is not doing you any good. You know, there's a joke. And I know some of you who haven't heard this are going to, as soon as I say this, you're going to write it down and look at it and see whether or not I'm telling you the truth. But stressed, spelled backwards, is desserts. So there you have it. When I was first told that, I wrote it down too. I'm like, oh, it is. No wonder I like sweets so much. I love to bake. For those of you who don't follow me much on Facebook, whenever I decided to, when I'm asking questions of my angels or whatever, and I need to clear my energy and be able to open myself up where I can hear, I bake. And that's why my hands are busy and baking, because I put Reiki into everything I bake. I love baking for others. It's my way of showing love. That's when I get my downloads. So, But that's my form of meditation is baking. So whatever it is that you like to do that you can get out of yourself, so to speak, and get out of your own way to where you can tune in, then do that. Okay, so hold on a second here. Let me refresh this again. Again, I'm so glad you guys came here today and joined me. It's like, yay. I love seeing everybody. Let's see here. See if I can click the right button this time. Okay, let's see here. I got that. Let's see. I got that. Pamela said, thank you. You can ignore my request for a message. Patricia Rich says, thank you so much. You guys are so welcome. Okay, saying she's watching the snow. Okay, my friend, keep the snow up there. I'm over it. You know, the 10 inches here was fine. I'm happy to. I have to tell you guys a little quick story here. You know, I try really hard not to judge others, right? And I saw a meme recently, and I probably will post it sometime soon. But it says something about don't, let's see if I can find it real quick. Don't judge, stop expecting you from others, right? I called my apartment office yesterday. Of course, they weren't there. A lot of people didn't show up the place where I work part-time. That was not open either yesterday. But I called the office, left a message saying, you know, I really need them to shovel the sidewalk, you know, where I can get out. And late yesterday afternoon, they shoveled the sidewalk. So I'm like, yay, I'm so excited. I can go out now, check my car and see. Well, two things. Number one, they shoveled the sidewalk. And they had high piles of snow on either side of the sidewalk. But they didn't shovel down to where you go step off the sidewalk down to the parking lot. So even though they shoveled the sidewalk, there was no place to go. Unless you just wanted to walk up and down the sidewalk. I was not a happy camper. And I had bought a little portable, foldable shovel, which is not very big. And so I had to go out there and try to maneuver around to where I could go through this one pile and shovel the snow out to where I could sit down, because I needed to get to my car. I was supposed to go to work this morning. And I walked around the carport. My car's in the first slot, and I looked, and the people who had been graciously enough, they came through and plowed the snow. They plowed the snow all up to the rear end bumpers of all the cars under the carport. So I got part of my car unshoveled, but the rest of it will have to be done today. And I was fortunate enough that the place where I work was not going to open early this morning. They didn't open till I think, I don't know, late morning. And my shift would have already been over. So it's not like I, you know, missed work today. So that's what I'll do when I get off the radio. But again, I was judging those people thinking, you know, it's common sense. If you're going to shovel the sidewalk, don't you think you should shovel it to where somebody can make use of that sidewalk? I don't know. Call me silly, but that's kind of was my thought process. And I thought of that meme because I was judging them on something, you know. If I got told to clear the sidewalk, I would know. The sidewalk means you got to make a path where people can move in and out, right? So anyway, I just thought I'd share that little funny with you. So let me check the post one more time. Looks like we're getting close to the end of the show. And I may be doing some changes for the show this next year, too. I'm keeping my show, so don't panic on that part of it. But I may kind of switch some things up. I'm working on some things now. And once I have some firm answers, I will keep you guys posted. I love doing my show, and I love having you guys here. Let me make sure that I've got everybody here. Hold on. Sometimes I get to the end and disconnect, and then I look and say, oh my gosh, I left somebody out. But I think I've got everybody here. Okay, so, all right. Well, thanks for being here, as always. Happy New Year. I'm so glad you guys decided to come back and join me this year. I'm excited to hear what unfolds for myself and for you as well. I think this is going to be a great year. Thanks for being here. Take what resonates from today's show, throw away the rest. I hope you'll stay tuned on One True Radio for C.A. Brooks with her show, Everyday Astrology. She follows my show. Pardon me. And then after C.A. comes the Empowerment Show with Kelly Whetstone. And then after her, the Katie Weaver Show. And then wrapping it up for the day is the Christina LaFrance Show. So I hope you guys will stay tuned. Thank you so much again for being here. Happy, happy new year. It's exciting times. Sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. See you next Tuesday.